Yeah, that was kind of the tipping point for us. We got Charlie lived in Florida, so you know these guys are kind of like, you know, very hard to get a hold of. So once we got Charlie, we got him on tape. We knew that, you know, that was the tipping point for us actually making this film. And then when we got Benji shortly after that, we knew that kind of we had the main characters of our story. And so all the other interviews were kind of like, you know, filler in a way. But those two were the main guys that we were really focusing in on.
Were they still connected to everyone? It seems like Benji's still connected to the community in New York, especially.
Yeah. They're kind of estranged with one another, but they definitely are a part of like the outlaw community. And there's there was this forum called the Classic Street Gangs of New York online, where it's run by this guy named King Class, and that was kind of a linchpin in the film as well. Once we got in contact with him, you know, there was this forum where all these ex-gang members would kind of post pictures and have chats about the old days, and so he kind of had a one-on-one with a lot of the old ex-presidents and vice presidents of a lot of these gangs. So once we got him involved, a lot of people were open to talking.